What a song.
Speaking of songs and songs that sound good leading into other songs.
Uh-huh.
I think it's...
We're finally watching Song of the South?
Yes. No, we picked up the new Lady Gaga album.
Art Pop.
Oh,
well,
right.
Brad, I had a copy of that in my back pocket, too.
Really?
We mean we both have a copy of Lady Gaga's Art Pop in the house? Yeah.
You guys both bought that CD?
We both bought it today, yeah.
Yeah, you can legally steal that shit from online now, right?
Oh, sweet.
Apparently you can, just like our free podcast you can listen to for free online. Mm. But I like to give my money to the arts that I actually support, and since I don't support that many musicians, Lady Gaga is definitely one of the few that I can actually not feel bad about throwing some change towards.
Yeah, someone hooked me up with her last album, so I don't feel bad about paying for this one. that last one I loved, and this one I didn't even realize was coming out until about a month ago, and... I haven't been, like, chomping at the bit about it, but I'm looking forward to it because I'm a fan.
I've been chomping at the bit. I've been waiting eagerly for a year or so, waiting very patiently for this. I'm pretty excited, and it's one of the few things in this cold, dark, bleary world that I can actually look forward to. And Lady Gaga and Jesus Christ, those are the number two big ones for me. So anything...
Those are the number two things after yourself?
Yeah, any big things with those guys coming out, I got to check out.
Something about the... John, was that a reference to that song?
No.
Oh well, okay.
But you know, whatever, you took it where it went.
It's the Ramblers and Lady Gaga and Jesus Christ.
Sure.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
Sure.
What about Lady Gaga references? Catch up. Keep up, man.
Lady what?
Lady Diana.
I thought we were listening to the new Go Go's album. It's gonna be unbearable. Yeah, it'll be Sam bearable. So just a little bit worse than unbearable. But no, I'm excited about hearing this album. I didn't used to be a fan of hers, and I've become a fan in the last couple of years, largely in part due to John, and also hearing Lady Gaga on Howard Stern one time.
Yeah,
it's a pretty great interview.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I respect her, and I'm interested in listening to this whole album. So.
Yeah, me too. All jokes aside, Lady Gaga is one of the few artists that I actually do support with a lot of her life messages and just the way she feels about things. And, you know, she does some crazy shit, but overall, at the end of the day, I agree with a lot of her views on positivity and bringing people together, and just everybody should get along instead of being such assholes to each other all the time.
Ah, shut up.
Yeah, I was intrigued from the get-go. I think I saw, like, saw her promoting The Fame a little bit, and I figured it was, like, going to be some shit that I wasn't into. And then the first song I heard was Poker Face, which wouldn't normally be the type of shit I would listen to, but, like, I just thought it was incredible that, like, she basically was getting away with saying fuck her face on the radio.
Yeah, that was the thing that threw Sam into a rage at one point in time.
That's what I didn't like about it. Yeah. Oh, no, I love when people can get away with, like, cussing and mediums that they're not supposed to be able to cuss in.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was awesome, and then I checked out her whole album and just fucking dug it. And
I like
every album, every song.
Yeah, me too. I like all of her albums so far, and it was actually Just Dance for me. That was the first one that grabbed me, and I didn't even know there was a Lady Gaga. It was just a song that I was like, oh, that's a catchy song. I like turning on. And then after that, I think Poker Face might have been the second one, and then after that I was kind of like, who is this person? I sought her out and then just found out all the stuff that she would say, and I'd be like, wow, I really agree with a lot of things that she says.
I remember I heard a Love Game, and it reminded me a lot of that song that Old Greg sings, and that if any of y'all ever seen that Mighty Boosh skit with, like, this character named Old Greg, and it's like he sings some song about, like, love, but it really reminds me of Love Game. But anyways, that's some wacky thing to check out. I'm sure a lot of people out there would be like, oh, he said Old Greg. But
for all our that demographic of Rambler fans,
yeah, no, I mean, like, he's like a, I don't know, people like. Like it's like an internet meme sensation, despite the fact it's actually part of a skit show.
Hmm.
But Lady Gaga rocks. I'm looking forward to this album.
Definitely.
Heard a lot of bad stuff, but it makes me think I might like it even more.
Heard a lot of bad stuff, makes me afraid to listen to it.
Heard a lot of bad stuff, and reflects how I probably feel about it.
But I haven't heard a moment of it. I know, like, I guess, like, she's released a lot of stuff already.
I've heard applause several times. I didn't care for it at first. It's grown on me a little bit. I mean, enough to where I was kind of seeing it today, but maybe I was just excited about the album coming out. And besides that, I don't think I've heard anything from it. And I've tried to distance myself.
Sorry.
No, I just like listening the whole album together when it comes out, like beginning to end, as much as I possibly can. Just like a movie, I like to not spoil things.
So you guys haven't heard the now infamous fart track?
Oh, right. There's, my God. Does she like fart or queef on a...
No, R. Kelly is on there farting, and she's like eating it and sniffing it up.
Really?
In the video, anyway.
That's crazy. And, you're kidding me. This is like a rambler joke.
Yeah, the song, I'm surprised it didn't pop out any in the back. It's like parentheses F and then art.
Oh, no, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's wild. Well, that's cool.
True. That's not true.
That's not true? No, oh, not man, true. You pulled the rambler wool over my eyes. how's everyone feeling? Are you guys ready to do this?
I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh yeah, I got the old Rambler bong from the cover of a Brain Scan that you guys might be able to check out, and we're gonna take this album for a spin.
Our first album.
Our first spin album.
Yeah.
The Rambler's first album
that we've ever listened to ever. We lied about hearing all of our past work. We've never heard any music ever.
It's true.
Anyway. Yeah, I mean, I've only listened to single songs off of my tapes, CDs, records that I have.
Raffy. Your Raffy tapes.
Oh my God, you ever heard that song he does, Baby Beluga?
Yeah,
I've heard that phrase, but I mean, I remember somebody saying Baby Beluga, and I was like, what is that? And like,
they were calling you fat, right, when you were in middle school when they said
No, yeah, so, no, it was actually like at summer camp, and like, I think I thought of it, and I was like, what is that, and why does it sound familiar to me? Hmm. So I have no idea how that song goes.
Well, I'm going to see if I can get away with playing the best of Raffy for this entire time and see if you guys notice that it's not Lady Gaga.
I think I'd notice.
I'm still out for questioning on that one.
Well, I'm ready to take it.
Yeah, let's take it for a spin. I'm excited. Let's hear Art Pop. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Come on in. Everybody welcome to the show. It's about to begin. We're talking movie shorts and shows and much more.
What do you guys think?
All right out of the gate, I'm gonna comb over with a fine tooth comb as well. But I'd say a little bit of a lull at the beginning for me, but a big strong finish. Mm. Like I really like the first few songs. Well, yeah, like I like the first few songs. I feel like the next three kind of, I was anxious for just to hear what would be next. And then it kind of picked up steam and got stronger and stronger, and we had a really just like, I don't know, great closing. I want to listen to the second half again.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm going to say, if I may, that Born This Way was a hard album to top, and it hit a lot of high notes, and I would say it comes pretty close to being an almost perfect album for me. And there were even songs in it that it took me time to grow on. I didn't love right away. So this one right off the bat has already got a tough shadow to even come close to matching, and I think definitely right out the gate, as Brett would say, if he was still with us, I think it was at least half of it. I would say I like just as much as a lot of our other stuff. Half of it I feel like I need to re-listen to and maybe absorb a little bit better. But overall, I would give it a positive review. While not her best, I'm not of the mind that like you always have to make something better than your last thing, because sometimes things are just hard to top. And so I think it's pretty damn good. Like I said, at least half of it I liked right off the bat, and I'll probably have at least three more that grow on me like over time. So yeah, I'm gonna give it a thumb and a half up.
Hmm. Yeah, I liked it. I feel like I listened to it all the way through again, and I don't know. I agree that I think for me, there's definitely a few patches that I didn't quite care for, but there were more songs on it I think that I liked than I didn't like, and it kind of just reminded me of like, I guess in movie form, just Martin Scorsese's or Quentin Tarantino's movies when they're really hyped up and on, I don't know, just
crack.
Yeah, well, when they're just completely high speed and crazy, like and just the most over the top thing possible. I feel like this was kind of like the musical version of that, where it was just so all over the place. But also,
it was all over the place, definitely. Mm-hmm.
I definitely appreciated it.
No, yeah. I did too. I liked it was an art pop. It went everywhere, and some of the instrumental music in it I was particularly fond of. I almost, there were a couple songs in particular where I liked the instrumental music so much, I kind of wanted Lady Gaga to just, like, kind of shut up for a minute and let me hear, like, this instruments, because it was, I don't know, I was captivated by a couple of the beginnings of the songs. Then once she starts singing, I didn't care for the lyrics near as much as I did, like, the setup to the song, so I would give just the music alone, without any lyrics, like a high point for her. I think there was a lot, like, musically, she's gotten to a good point where she just creates a lot of cool sounds, and then the song may or may not be good, but I think she's at least like making things work as a tune will go. I think the songs all sound good overall.
Yeah, I feel like this one is destined to not be my favorite because I don't know. I feel like all of her albums definitely just kind of have a general tone to it, and this one is definitely a.
It's a grab bag.
Well, this one I feel like its overall tone is I don't want to say pandering, but I'll say pandering to the you know, new dubstep like crowd, and it's a route she definitely has to take at some point in her career. So you know, I feel like this is probably just, you know, the best time for her to do it. So yeah. have this. I'm hoping like it's not a sound that like you know, she can, you know, stays with.
Right.
I wouldn't expect the next album to have all those like dubsteppy moments, you know, on it. I'm not crazy about dubstep, and when artists that I like kind of work it into their, you know, stuff, it doesn't, you know, bother me. And none of this like really bothered me, but I just wasn't really crazy about any of that type of, you know, modern electronica influence on it.
Right. I mean, I'm kind of the same way. For this album, I like a lot of the stuff she did. I wouldn't want it to be like a repeat thing multiple times. I would like for the next one to have a little more depth and like a little more change to it, because definitely there were some in this that were very reminiscent of some she'd already done. Particularly Applause, to me, that one is very reminiscent of a couple others of hers. And while I still like the song and it has grown on me, I don't know. I appreciate originality, and so I don't want her to become just like kind of a one note one. You know. I don't want it to become repetitive after a while, which I could see her falling into, but hopefully not.
Yeah, I think I like dubstep a lot more than you guys. I guess I wouldn't even consider myself a fan of it, but I do. I don't know. I think that's one of the things I liked about this album was some of those more dubsteppy moments.
I don't dislike dubstep. It really just depends for me. It really just depends on each individual song. I don't know. In my mood too. Sometimes I want it. Sometimes I don't.
This is it's interesting that this is our first album that we did for the podcast, because it was a little bit awkward. It's a little bit awkward just sitting around like listening to a song together, because it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know where to look, Brett.
You felt violated or something?
Yeah, like, especially at some of the moments in those songs, it was like the most awkward music we could all be hanging around listening to.
Oh. Yeah, no, honestly, this seemed like a good album to fuck to.
Yeah.
Like, so yeah. For all you Rambler couples out there... light a candle and put on Art Pop.
Actually, yeah, no, I'm going to take advantage of that. I love.
Maybe put on a strobe light. And
speaking of violated, though, if you look through the booklet inside, she's like practically naked, really naked throughout all of it. And it's if anyone wants to flip through the book and get like a little turned on to get the new mood started, get the night headed in the right direction, just flip through the Art Pop booklet at the beginning.
The entire pack is just made for sex. Do you guys know which song she's doing in space? Have they said that yet?
No, I don't think so.
I'm wondering if they would do that.
I mean,
that's right. She's doing that thing. I think she meant that song was kind of.
Yeah, Lady Gaga is going to get shot into space cannon, cool. And she's going to perform a song
out of a cannon.
Yeah, honestly, they announced it right after the Trickster and Freddy Krueger went into space, and I'm pretty. I don't know. I don't think those things are just coincidences.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
No, I mean, like she's listening. Like she's written into the Rambler forum many a times.
Huge fan.
Yep. She really likes it when we blast our guests off into the sun.
Yeah.
That would be really intense music to explode to, though. If you were like the janitor on that spaceship or whatever the fuck's gonna happen, and you're like sitting there like having to listen to this Lady Gaga stuff, and you're just like, this really isn't my cup of tea, and the entire thing just explodes.
Well, I'm sure, just like I'm wanting Justin Bieber to blow up in space, I'm sure there's a ton of people wishing Lady Gaga an explosive farewell on her way into the atmosphere.
Well, I'm certainly not one of them, but...
Me either. But what a way to go, am I right?
No, that would be. I mean, I certainly hope that's not the case, and like we're just like looked at monsters a month from now or whatever. Yeah. But, I mean, you couldn't really ask for a more bigger bang to, you know, end a incredible career.
Yeah, I read something...
Like, what, 5, 6, 7 years?
Yeah, and I read something that... just an article talking about it, and it was, this is their words, not mine, it would cement her legacy forever. Yeah, it really would. She'd be infamous for that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe. Even more so than, like, what's her face, that chick that died.
Winehouse?
Yeah, even more so than Amy Winehouse, because she really only had like two albums before she died. I think
Lady Gaga has an incredible career already. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, she's already like done more like great albums than like many artists do.
And so many legions of fans that are so passionately devoted, like, I mean, you know, named by alone monsters, like what was Amy Winehouse, the winesters,
the
do you guys think she's gonna like send some dummy up in her and like or some dead person's bones up there and like have it blow up and like
fake her death?
Fake her death. Like, she might do that, and like so that could happen.
Especially considering how she's always in like costume and everything, it'd be pretty like perfect if, I mean, she could just completely probably sink into regular life after this.
There she is, and there's just like somebody not moving in a big hat. And,
so
like,
basically, if that happens, we'll know that there's some foul play afoot, and we'll be looking for Lady Gaga in undercover.
Yeah.
And then the
guys.
Sony Music Group are gonna get us killed.
She would be. It'd be interesting because Lady Gaga would be a person who, if she went incognito, she might be able to pull it off because she's so universally just chameleon-esque. And it'd be interesting to see how long you get away with something like that. Andy Kaufman, calling Andy Kaufman,
and Bruce Wayne.
Well, yeah. Spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't listened to episode 13 of our Dizzy Ramblers podcast.
Except for you just walking around like on the streets and like nobody cares.
Which
one of the most famous like billionaires in the world.
Which apparently no one did. No one did care. in front of or behind the screen. No, I love that movie. But yeah, I understand people's negative reactions and reviews I've seen of this so far. Definitely. I could see how this isn't like blowing people's minds, but as a fan of her work, and I definitely, you know, I was tapping to several of the songs, and I can't wait to listen to again. So yeah, I'm going to give it a positive review, without a doubt, without any smidgen of doubt in my trickster-esque mind.
I was wondering what you guys would think would be like the craziest project she could do next. Like, she's being shot into space.
I mean, how could she top going into space? Yeah. Like, really?
Well, I'll give you guys my example of what I would say.
Okay.
If she did like the entire score for a Disney movie, like Elton John used to do in the 90s,
that'd be cool. That'd be cool.
That'd be really.
Don't do that, Lady Gaga.
I'm just saying, it's something unexpected, though.
That'd be a drag.
I mean, I'd be down for like a full on Lady Gaga, like either live action or animated movie.
Rad. No, she needs to do a totally rad in-your-face movie.
I'll go see that shit. Like, Katy Perry Part of Me, that's good and all. But Lady Gaga
don't
movie?
Don't use that as your skeleton for your movie, though.
Yeah, no, I'm saying, like, that type of movie's all fun and everything, but a Lady Gaga movie, I'd be hardcore into that. That would be incredible.
Yeah, make it more
Machete
like
Kills alone
Strangeland.
Was enough for me, huh?
I said make it more like Dee Snider's Strangeland.
Sure, why not?
Well, I'm banking on a Phil Collins, like, score.
Tarzan.
Yeah, for Tarzan. Yeah,
no. And she's such a good actress, she could even, I mean, she could literally be the star of the movie if she wanted to be. Like, that would be incredible. I would love to see something much better than this, but a Spice World type of Lady Gaga movie where she's like caught up in some kind of crazy adventure.
Sort of like a Head?
Yeah, sort of like a Head for our female viewers. And
all the Torquies out there.
Yeah, all the Torquies out there. And other movies have done it as well. But particularly Head and whatever else I said.
A better Spice World.
A better Spice World. And we could all dream of a better Spice World.
A perfect Spice World with Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
I mean, all that movie really needed was a shower scene.
It opens up like Carrie as they all start throwing tampons at scary Spice.
Spice World needs a lot more than a shower scene. A lot more than a shower scene, Brett. I dreamed of that movie for years, and when I finally saw it, I
yeah, but I mean,
couldn't
that,
fathom
that'd be, like,
the
only part that I would have saw, and like that would have been
never
fine.
Seen it. Have you?
It's,
I feel like I have. Yeah, like a buddy of mine had all the pay-per-view channels for free, so like he was like, oh no, you gotta watch it, and I was like, oh, they're hot, so I'll watch it with you.
It was just so much worse than I'd imagine.
That's pretty bad.
So much worse.
I say we do a podcast on it because I've never seen it
at some point. Yeah, why not do it. Spice World has to have its day. After all, I did talk that movie up enough in Connecticut. We gotta do it. We gotta commit.
Brett,
yes,
what is your favorite song from the album?
Gypsy. And I don't know, I really like the last four. Like I said, I feel like they had a really Big Finish, and I'm going to probably listen to those last four right when I get back home.
It's funny. This might change over time for me, hearing it multiple times. But the first song that came to mind for favorite was Gypsy. So yeah, our dicks are locked on that one.
Yep.
I made a list of songs I gave thumbs down to and songs I gave thumbs
okay.
up to.
Okay, I want
to
hear.
Well, songs that I gave thumbs up to were Donatella. That's my favorite song in the album.
Okay.
I like that one a lot.
I liked that one.
Dope.
Uh-huh.
Swine.
These are the thumbs up?
Yeah.
Okay.
The title song of the track.
Art Pop?
Yes.
Interesting.
The ones I gave thumbs down to, and this could the R. Kelly one could be on there too, honestly, but...
Do What You Fart by R.
Yeah.
Kelly.
Yeah. Let me say it real quick. Yeah, Jewels and Drugs I wasn't crazy about, and Mary Jane Holland, and Venus. Those are the ones I really disliked.
Okay. Fair.
I really like Fashion, too, so I should have been saying the last five songs. Mm. But
I mean, honestly, just looking at this, like, there's so many that I kind of want to say right now. So I maybe I spoke too quickly when I said I didn't love this album. I don't know. Well, I bet it's going to grow me over time, just like Born This Way did. Like, my love of that has only expanded throughout the years.
Here's my cheers and lesser cheers. Aura, Venus, Manicure.
These are your what?
Cheers.
Okay.
Donatella, Fashion, Mary Jane, Dope, Gypsy, Applause. I feel like I probably won't ever be cool, crazy about Jewels and Drugs, which I think that Too Short guy was that one-hit wonder from the 90s who had that song, like, I wish I was a baller, wish I was a caller, wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat.
How many more lines from that do you know?
I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. And if it's not him, then I'm even less interested than I was. But anyways, but honestly, every song that I've not liked from her at the first glance has always won me over. So we'll
it's,
see.
If yeah, this, it's growing over yeah. time. I think it'll happen.
So we'll see if this if it happens with this one as well. But all in all, like I said, I don't think this one's destined to be my favorite Lady Gaga album. But I really liked it still.
Yeah, me too. And no one. One of my favorites no one has said was Guy, the third one, G-U-Y, which is, she says, forget how she says it in the song, but I really dug that one, for sure. That was the first one that kind of grabbed me. The first two I wasn't crazy about, honestly.
I liked Aura.
I might like Aura upon re-listening to it. Mm. It just wasn't my favorite upon first glance.
What about the parts where, like, the music stopped, and it was like, I can't believe I'm telling you this, but I had a couple drinks.
I like that. I like that type of stuff. And I particularly like when she... I forget what song it was, but she was basically saying her parents were, you know, unsatisfied or worried about her, whatever. And she was like, it doesn't matter because I'm rich as piss. I really like that one.
She said I'm rich as piss?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I didn't even catch that line. That's great. Yeah, no, there was lots of fun lyrics. What was Donatella the one that, like, about, like, where she has the line about, like, throwing up and shit? Like,
I really liked Donatella.
Walk down the
wrong way
and don't throw up.
Yeah, I really liked that one as well.
Yeah, that was cool.
Fashion had me as well.
Well, I feel like it's weird that you would make that just because it seems like it'd be so easy
so close
to
Bowie.
Yeah,
no, it definitely, like, I feel like it was, she kind of just, like, went for that in any way, you know what I mean? It's like, I mean, it's basically, that's part of the beat is her, is the fashion, or however they say it, it's different, but I don't know, it kind of, so it's kind of like, I don't know, teasing you, that I feel like at the beginning where it's like, man, it's like a little close to that, but by the end I feel like it grows into something totally different, and I don't know, I really like where it went.
Do you guys wish she made her? I know you don't, John. But Brett? Do you wish Lady Gaga made her big screen debut in Django Unchained instead of Machete Kills?
That would have been cool, but I don't know. I guess it's cooler to see her actually, like, diving into a role, which I haven't seen Machete Kills.
She's so badass, Machete Kills. But what a fun movie! What a fun flick that
was. looks like a role she's like. It really involved in, and that other role was very not involved, and that's why I think I like that role so much, because, like, I was just like, who is this chick, and why do they keep cutting to her and, like, have her not say anything? That's kind of, so I thought that was, like, really funny, and it wouldn't have been so funny if it was Lady Gaga. It would have been like, oh, look, it's Lady Gaga. I'm glad, like, her I guess on-screen debut is something where she really has to, you know, show her acting chops.
Mm-hmm.
Si.
Si, senor.
Hola, motherfucker. All right.
I want to see Sofia Vergara in that crazy bra gun thing.
Yeah, she's all right. She shoots her tits off for sure.
That's cool.
She's not the hottest person in the movie, if you ask me. But
I like her a lot, though. I think she's pretty sexy.
Is Lady Gaga hotter in it?
Well, I always think Lady Gaga's hotter than Sofia Vergara. I think a lot of people are hotter than her.
Mm.
But particularly in that movie, I think there's a lot of real cuties. Amber Heard and, I mean, Alexa Vega grown up, showing her stuff off. Mm. She's not a spy kid anymore.
That's creepy. It's kind of creepy that...
For Robert Rodriguez, it's exactly, a little bit creepy, yeah. He watched her grow up, and now he's making her put her stuff out there, and that's, I guess, a little creepy, because he's kind of like her uncle or something, I suppose.
Yeah.
But, hey, you know, whatever. We're all in this crazy business together. Like, yeah. To pat an ass every now and then. Doesn't matter if we knew that ass when it was, like, 10 years old.
The text says, end episode now.
Matt's like, what are you doing? He's blowing up. Did you have any more Lady Gaga questions to throw at me and Brett's way? This is your chance if you ever had one.
Yeah, no, usually when I'm around you guys, I feel like you guys really shun me when it comes to trying to ask Lady Gaga questions. This is true. This is my only time I could ever
I'm a real dickhole about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, guys, what's your favorite hairstyle of hers? And you're just like, you don't even know what hair means to us. Hey, but what is your favorite hairstyle, Lady Gaga?
Oh, okay.
Favorite hairstyle of Lady Gaga? Wow, I mean...
I can tell you my favorite Lou Reed hairstyle.
What's your favorite Lou Reed hairstyle?
Well, it's certainly not his Jufro mullet from the early 90s, but it's his short bleach blonde hair from like 1972.
Okay, I'm picturing, like, the first thing that I picture was just like her, like, kind of a point. She did this thing one time. It was like kind of a giant bun on top of her head, but it was like more of a pyramid, like a point. Mm. That's the first thing that I thought of. It'd be hard for me to say what my favorite hairstyle of hers was, of all people. Brett,
I guess I'm just like kind of picturing her circa the Fame, like where it was just like more really straight bangs cut out, straight down the side, just highlighting her face, making her look cute.
So like the Dean?
Dean Ling Ling.
Do you have a favorite hairstyle of hers?
No.
Okay.
I think she looks really hot on all the stuff for this new album.
Yeah. I think she looks hot a lot. I'm one of those people who would bang her. I know some people think that's kind of odd, but I'm hard for some Gaga. But she definitely on this album, like I said, she's naked all over and she's certainly a little scantily clad beauty.
Yeah, I guess she's someone all three of us can agree.
Oh, yeah.
She put me through puberty just a second ago.
You know, I mean, and all joking aside, like, whether you think she's cute or not, that is one ass to die for. Like, you could eat like Thanksgiving dinner off that thing.
You could have that thing for Thanksgiving dinner, John.
I'd love to.
That'd be scary.
Yeah, I think she's got a great ass shot in there in my favorite video of hers, which is Edge of Glory.
Nice. That song was for her grandfather, so I'm sure he would be proud of the ass shot.
Oh yeah.
Definitely.
If he's anything like Robert Rodriguez.
It's
traveling
time.
We have fun. Now we've come to the end and we gotta get back on the run. But no, we're always thinking of you as we ride into that settling sun. Yeah, the Rambo's got to travel, so goodbye to everyone. Traveling time.